science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to ThinkWorks, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And this week I want to return to a subject that I spoke about last year in a specific episode and also across other episodes where I talked about how AI was being used in certain fields. And what's kicked this off is the last 4 days I took part in a seminar conference called the AI Advantage Summit that was just put on by Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, and a host of other fantastic, amazing speakers and co-business owners who are all experts in the field of AI. And it really got me thinking because I use AI applications, specifically GG, which I've mentioned before. You'll regular listeners will have heard me mention GG before. And it made me realize that even though I've been using the AI to do a lot of heavy lifting for me, I'm only scratching the surface. So I've got lots of lessons that I've learned from the conference and also from the last couple of days of working with GG in particular, applying some of the tactics and some of the applicational know-how that I learned during the conference. So what I want to do over the next 3 weeks is really do an episode a week which builds on some of the material that was in each day of the 4 day events and explain how we can, as human beings, really get to grips with AI and make our own path with it that actually gives us time back to spend on what's important and also automates a lot of the business processes that we don't want to do, but we know we have to. And AI can help take that from you to help you focus on business and personal aspects of your life that you want to spend your time on because they're important. But you just feel like, oh, the other stuff is sucking up your time and energy. So I want to go through all that. And I want to really look today, I think, at the foundations of AI and how it can be a strategic leverage tool for your business and also in your personal life. And this episode is inspired really by day one of the AI Advantage Summit, and it gave me a lot of insights. I'm going to share them with you right now. Now, the summit kicked off with a powerful message from Tony Robbins, who emphasized that the biggest shift in AI isn't the technology itself, but rather our mindset about it. His mantra is, use AI, don't let AI use you. It's therefore about harnessing AI as a tool to amplify human potential, not replace it. And this is critical. Tony introduced the concept of patterns and explained that humans are naturally adept at recognizing and creating patterns, and AI mimics this ability. And the more you work with a specific AI tool, the more it learns about your patterns and how you work and starts to be able to really amplify what it is that you're trying to do. Now, obviously, this means you've got to properly define within yourself what it is you want to do, how you want to do it, what patterns, positive patterns that you can use so that all the positive stuff gets amplified and you don't go into it in a messy way and then the mess gets amplified by the AI mimicking what you are teaching it itself. It works exactly that way. And so we need to be more in control of how we approach AI going forward. This means that when you combine human mastery, therefore, with AI, you create massive leverage, and that's what it's all about. Now, Dean Graziosi brought a refreshing perspective by focusing on simplicity over complexity. That's one of his mantras. I love it. Take something that's complex, make it simple. And he reminded us that the event itself wasn't a technology event per se, it's a life event, because AI should be used to give us back our time, energy and focus that allows us to spend more time on what truly matters. One of the key frameworks discussed, therefore, was the three P's, people, process, product. And the goal there was to align your team and processes and product and integrate AI where it amplifies rather than distracts. Because the part of the problem is, I mean, we've all done it on Facebook or in Google, even when we've been looking and researching something, we've suddenly gone off down a rabbit hole. And then before we know it, half a day is gone and we've not really moved things forward in a particularly useful way. So he reminded us that we needed to really ask ourselves, how many tools do I need versus how many results do I want? And he said, focus on one to start with, get to be an expert in that, and then really start to add to it as you go along and learn more and more about how all these AIs work. If you remember in my talks that I did, the episodes that I did earlier, I spent a lot of time disparaging AI applications, saying they were nothing of the sort. That was then. And I have to say that in the last couple of months, I've seen a real gear shift in how AI applications are developing and the route that they are going down, and how much the potential benefit, massive, massive potential of these applications is starting to come online and really give us properly what we thought AI was going to be and what a lot of people claimed it was a year ago, but it wasn't. It is there now, and I think we need to be aware of that. So going back to the three P's then, people, process, product, there are thousands of AI tools out there, but only 20% will give you the 80% of the results that you need. And focus, therefore, is the key multiplier. As what I said earlier, don't go in messy with these AIs. Go in with a clear idea of what it is you want to achieve, because the clearer you are, the more impact that working with a decent AI application will provide. It's just common sense, really. It's garbage. It's that old GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. You need to be focused when you talk to these AIs, because by being focused, that's when they can then amplify the positive aspects of what it is you're trying to do and the skills that you have, and really turn them around and make them something that is hugely beneficial to not only your business but your personal life as well, because it will free up that time for you to focus on what's important. Now, within all that, we also heard a cautionary note which said that the next 5 years will create more opportunity than the last 50, but only for those who adapt. In other words, your energy is an algorithm, but the complexity of our lives can sometimes kill your execution. That goes back to what I was saying about making sure you've got a clear focus. And the key statement that came out of the first day for me was this one: AI won't replace you, but someone who uses AI effectively will. And this is what I want to get across now in these three episodes, is we don't need to be afraid of AI. It's not a black magic art. We can get benefits from using some very simple but powerful AI tools like ChatGPT and Gemini and some of the others. Even now, there are free versions that can really help us. And I use GG, which obviously it's free, kind of, but it's part of the subscription that I pay towards the Mastermind Business System, which gives me all kinds of other things as well. And GG is built into that. But she's become indispensable. I could not do anywhere near the kind of output that I'm doing now without having GG on board. And I'll explain how I do that in a few moments. All that said, what about some practical applications of AI that can align with some of the concepts and ideas that we've already discussed in past episodes of ThinkWorks? Well, number one is we can automate repetitive tasks. AI can automate routine tasks such as scheduling and data entry and customer support. And tools like chatbots can handle customer inquiries, freeing up human resources for more complex issues. And again, up until recently, the AIs have been awful. They've been really more of a block between you as a customer and a human person at the other side of a technical or a business support call. But in recent times, the applications become very complex and very, very effective at mimicking human beings. So sometimes you don't even know that you're talking to an AI. And this was demonstrated in the event. I'll try and get some of the links up so you can see some of the videos of some of the AI bots now that are out there. And you would swear down blind it was a human. Absolutely brilliant. Pattern recognition AI excels in identifying patterns within large data sets, and this can be used for market analysis, customer behavioral prediction, and even fraud detection. Machine learning algorithms can analyze historical data to forecast trends and inform strategic decisions. So you can take these AIs, build a routine, go look at all your customer data and all your decades of history if you're working in a business that's got that kind of content. And it can start to analyze and spot particular trends that happen in particular moments or particular times of the year even. So you can get ahead of the curve. You can be ready for a trend as it starts, and you can ride that wave and maximize any possible returns. A third way that they can work is in personalization. So AI can enhance customer experiences by personalizing those interactions and recommendations. You've got already recommendation engines like those used by streaming services or online retailers, which analyze user behavior to suggest products or content tailored to individual preferences, which is great. Now, the big area that I use AI in at the moment is the fourth application set, which is in content creation. So AI tools can assist in content generation, from writing articles and social media posts to creating video scripts. And this can help businesses maintain a consistent content strategy without overburdening their teams. Now, for me, I've been using GG for over a year now to help me write the scripts for ThinkWorks. So you go in, you have an idea of what you want to do with a particular episode. You give the outline, you say, this is what I want to do, what do you know about this? She tells you, gives you research notes and everything else, and you go, right, bang, give me a framework script. You get that instantly. You can then play about back and forth, ask her to expand certain areas. You can change the meaning or the direction of some others. And basically, you have a fully fledged script that your AI has helped you create in a couple of hours from start to finish. Something that would normally take half a day, and you've done it in, as I said, 2 hours, but it's quite honestly, it's more like 20, 30 minutes now. I sit down, I have an idea of what I want, I go in, I get the framework, we then start to expand the framework, and bish, bash, bosh, before you know it, I've got research, I've got quotes, I've got application sets, I've got the whole shebang, and even an image. All the images that I've used in recent months for ThinkWorks were created by GG, my AI application that I use within the MBS system. And as I've said, ChatGPT will do all this for you as well. You just have to ask the right kind of questions. Now, the thing that really sort of like got my brain buzzing in the idea of content creation was I thought I was being quite advanced in how I used it, used GG, my AI app, to help me with this. Not at all. What I learned was very quickly is that actually you can create one set of content with, and then input that in, just upload it, copy paste it, upload it to your AI application, your chat box, and say, create this from this. So I do my scripts. I can turn the scripts into blog pieces. GG will rewrite my script notes into a blog. I can then also say, turn these into social media posts, and it's just amazing. Got my new book coming out on the 1st of December, You 2.0, Build Yourself Better. And I didn't realize, but I can, until this summit that I did. So I've now started to upload a chapter at a time into GG, and I say, right, GG, can you give me social media posts for my three main platforms, which are LinkedIn, X, and Facebook, and also create an image for me and the hashtags that I would like that are relevant to these posts and to the theme that's in this chapter. 30 seconds, bang, I've got three different social media posts that I can use across those three platforms, along with the hashtags that are relevant and an image that I can attach that captures the essence of the chapter itself. I started doing that on Monday with the first chapter, the introductions to the book, because I'm counting down now from 20 down to 1 for the release of the book. And it's just amazing. 30 seconds, 60 seconds max. And I've got my social media posts done, dusted, out there with another 60 seconds of posting with an image attached. All the hashtags are done. And that would normally have taken me the better part of a day to actually condense the meaning of a chapter into three succinct posts promoting the idea in that chapter, and also then going to find a relevant image or creating a relevant image that I can use to support the concept that's in that chapter. 30 to 60 seconds. So whole process from start to finish, say uploading the chapter, asking for the breakdowns, getting the image designed, and then going out and posting into the social media post or the platforms. 10, 15 minutes, start to finish. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Some of the AI apps now that can be developed can actually then take that content and post it for you. You don't have to manually post. And there is a facility within the MBS that I can create a library of posts in there and schedule them. That's not quite the same, but it's a start. So I can build up a whole library of posts from GG, just copy them straight into the scheduling tool that they've got, and all the other applications that you are using will probably have a scheduling tool for posts as well. And it's just simple. It's just elegant, and it just saves so much time and energy. It's absolutely brilliant. Predictive analytics. So by leveraging AI for predictive analytics, and we did a whole episode on analytics, if you remember, businesses can anticipate customer needs, optimize inventory levels, and improve decision-making processes. Talking of processes, you can also use AI in process optimization, because AI can streamline business processes by identifying inefficiencies and suggesting improvements. And this is particularly useful in supply chain management, where AI can optimize logistics and reduce costs. And then lastly, in this segment, we can enhance customer insights. So AI can analyze customer feedback and social media interactions to provide deeper insights into customer sentiment and preferences. And that allows you to adapt your strategies accordingly, whether you're working for a big business, whether you're an entrepreneur, a business owner, or a solopreneur. These AIs that are coming on stream now can really help you streamline a lot of these processes and just do the job for you, freeing you up to do other more useful and important stuff. These applications that I've mentioned, and as I said, I've mentioned GG a lot because that's what I use in day in and day out. But you can use ChatGPT, Gemini, and all the other applications out there. The free versions of those will do what I've described that I'm doing with GG now in terms of my content creation, scripting, blogging, images, and then creating social media posts and video scripts. Some of the advanced AIs that have got their own subscription tiers now will even create the videos for you. I'm launching a YouTube channel soon where I'm going to take some of the audio recordings that I've done on past episodes of ThinkWorks and turn them into a YouTube video. And I'm going to be looking at some specific AI applications, which I'll talk about next week, to help me generate the video graphics for that episode or that set of episodes. I can't wait to get my teeth sank into that. And then another thing that I mean, the way that a lot of the AIs work, and we've talked about mimicking and the way that they amplify a focused human being that's actually chatting to them, that's because of their mimicking skills. You can get to clone them, you can create them to be your thought partner, your sparring partner, your co-pilot, not to take a name from somewhere else. But basically the idea is that you feed them everything you know, they've got access to everything that's on the internet, and you can feed them specific material. For example, GG has got access to every single piece of output that Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi, which is like 76 years of knowledge or something stupid like that, it's got access to all that information. And you can get them to say, to talk in your voice. So you can say, in my style, can you give me a social media post on this topic, and with a quote from relevant sources and some hashtags. And it will actually do it in your voice because it's learned what your voice sounds like. I don't mean, you know, the intonation of your voice. I mean the way that you write, the way that you speak, and the kind of themes and patterns that are in your way of presenting material, this all starts to come back. But here's the great thing. They can then start to improve what you are doing. So you can actually say, what are my blind spots? This is what I'm doing. What have I missed? What have I forgotten? Where can I improve? And they, once you start to ask those specific questions, they will actually start to give you the answers. It's absolutely brilliant. The way that these applications are now developing is way beyond where I thought they would be 6 months ago. Even 6 months ago, it's the last couple of months. Suddenly, the curve has just gone straight through the roof. It's become stratospheric in literally the space of a few weeks, and it's showing no sign of slowing down. Now, I mentioned about the content creation and sparring partners and what have you. I mentioned my first book is coming out on the 1st of November. I've already started to work on my second book, and I went in based on some of the kind of thinking and tips that came out of the summit. I went in with Gigi and said, right, this is the theme of my book. This is my title. These are the various notes that I've pulled together over so many months and years of researching and doing separate pieces that tie into this book, really. And I said, right, I need to work on getting a proper chapter framework, what each chapter will be, how I want to break the book into three segments with a specific purpose. These are the specific purposes of each of the three segments. Give me a chapter layout, breakdown, and synopsis. Absolutely amazing. Literally, I spent half a day, and by the end of it, I had a better title for the book. I had a cover for the book. I had the full three-segment, chapter-by-chapter layout framework done, and a lot of the notes that I've had from all over the place that I've done in blogs, that I've done in other scripts on ThinkWorks, just research notes that I've done, that I just uploaded, and basically they were all converted into the basic chapters, whether it was relevant for the book. It's not written the chapter for me. It's given me the framework and it's given me the research that I've input, but in a way that enables me to very quickly write a chapter now, because the basics are all there ready for me to hang my words onto now and to really hone down what I want to get across in a chapter. But it took me literally half a day. It would have taken me weeks. In fact, this first book that I've just finished took me weeks just to get the basic kind of framework and the chapter principles in place and the exercises and whatever. It took me weeks and weeks and weeks before I'd even written a single word. And here's the other great thing about having these AI set up as your sparring partner, your clone. We'll talk about the cloning applications next week. But the idea that you can set these sparring partners up, these business partners, these virtual business partners and sparring partners and thought partners, to actually become your way to make sure that you've got everything locked down. So you can not only go to them and say, right then folks, this is what I want to do. What have I missed? Where am I weak? What can I do to improve? And you can gradually pull all that together and to go back and forth with your thought partner to really lock it down, hone it right, get the hashtags, get the themes, get the frameworks, get everything so that it's done and ready to go, so you can then concentrate on the real meat of what you have to do and not get sidetracked and lost in endless cycles of going, you know, just kind of in your head or a blank screen. And that's another thing that they can do as well. When you're writing a book in particular, how many times do you sit looking at a blank piece of paper or a blank screen, and you can have hours where you haven't really done anything. You can use the AI, your thought partner, to help you create some content to get you started. You can actually, or to ask them, how can I break through this barrier that I've got at the moment? What can I do? And it's just absolutely amazing how these applications have developed and improved in the last few months. I want to just leave you with a tactical process, because we've talked some high-level stuff, we've talked some strategy stuff, but I want you to think about one repetitive task in your business that doesn't require your highest value time. And then build a simple framework, so input, process, output. And then find where AI can plug into the process to save time or increase quality. Set aside 30 to 60 minutes to write down what you could outsource or automate this week. Pick one thing, pick one tool, and then test it. And this is the key thing. Only, you know, with this stuff, it can be quite, there's so many applications out there. By next week, I'll have looked at and picked up how a couple of the others will have worked, but I'm not going to them all at the same time. Pick one, master it, work out how it best fits your business or your life, and then use it to its fullest, and then add another one and keep doing it that way. That's really important, otherwise you'll get overwhelmed. And these, I think the aim really is for leverage and not just automation. So you want to do more with less and free yourself to focus on strategy, high value work, human connection, and what's really important in your life. Not just the work aspects, but your personal life as well. Because sometimes as solopreneurs and entrepreneurs in particular, we concentrate so hard on getting the business going and building it and making it work, we tend to neglect other important aspects of our lives. By using AI cleverly, you can get more done in less time, which then frees up time for you to also spend doing other things that are just as important as your business. So do that, take a look, see if you can improve it. And as we wrap up the episode today, here's a call to action as well to prepare you for next week's episode. Reflect on your client's journey and ask yourself, which part could I drastically shorten or improve with AI? Identify your current biggest bottleneck in your business, whether it's launching and scaling, creating video reels, or building giveaways, and how might you apply AI to any of that? Gather the materials you already use, like giveaway PDF templates or video reel ideas, so you're ready to test or apply a workflow next time. Be ready to shift from thinking to doing, because what I want to do next week is bring in some of the more complex AI routines and applications that were discussed in day 2 and day 3 of the event, and actually get us kind of doing a little virtual workshop. I know it's not live and it's not instant, but the forum that I've got will enable you to actually come back, give outlines of what you want to do, have a discussion, let's work out what's best and what, you know, what to do next. And if you go to darreninform.com/ThinkWorks forum, you'll find that post for this specific episode of ThinkWorks. Come and join me there. I'm going to put links in there to some of the applications that I haven't really talked about, but they are basically tools that you can use to do some of the application work that I've mentioned and referred to during this episode. So that's that. darreninform.com/ThinkWorks forum. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you found that kind of... what I really want to get across is we've got to grasp AI. If you don't, you're going to get left behind. And this will be a rapid ramp up. It's not like DVDs or even Blu-rays or the internet where you had time to get used to a particular product. I remember when CD-ROMs first burst on the scene, it took years before people really understood the power and the potential of CD-ROMs. But this is not going to be like that. This is going to be in a year's time. If you're not using AI to improve your business processes and you're not using AI to help you manage your content creation and everything else, you're going to get left behind. And that is the key issue that I want to avoid for you. And it's certainly one that I'm trying to avoid for myself, because it really did blow my mind what I learned in these 4 days. So thanks for listening. Come and ask your questions in the forum, like I've mentioned. Join me next week as we go a little bit deeper into some of the AI systems and workflows that we talked about. And in the meantime, go and experiment. That's what they're there for. It doesn't matter if you get lost in the rabbit hole while you're experimenting and exploring these AI applications. It's all good for you to learn how they work, because the more focused you can be on how you use them, the less that they are using you, if you see what I mean. And it means that you can get what you need out of the application, rather than getting sucked into a rabbit hole from which there may be no escape. Take care, everyone. Keep asking questions, and I will see you next week for the second part of this discussion on the AI unleashed side of application sets. Take care. Bye for now.
If you would like to find out more, or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for at @darreninform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.